far.
Okay, if you're hearing those tones, you know that it is 1930 UTC. Oh, yeah, check your clock. Why would I lie? And 1930 UTC is also the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins, so we may as well begin it. My name is Tobe. And I had a busy day yesterday, slept pretty good as a result. Wait, what's in this bag? Oh yeah, the phones. Did I mention I got those Western Electric Model 500s? Anyway, I'm looking out my window. Yeah, what was I thinking? So I got up a little early today and I've had a strange day because I got up and I looked out the window and it was all a little bit overcast and everything just like it was yesterday, and it was nice and cool yesterday at about this time. It was like 68 degrees Fahrenheit. It was like 20 degrees C. It's like the perfect Tobe temperature for going outside. Yesterday, I had all kinds of weird stuff to do. Thought that was going to be the case again today. So, I got up, ate my breakfast consisting of two waffles and a sausage. And here comes my cat. She has heard me talking. You were sleeping on the futon a minute ago. You were sleeping. Why are you bugging me now? You know, we're not going outside. It's too hot. Trust me. Oh, there's a spider on the window. Yeah, there's a big spider. It's a big spider out there. Do you want to get the spider? You can't get it. He's too high. He's living by the thermometer. Okay, so we got to go find my tea, which I think I left downstairs. And we got to move the Taisha Goto case. Yeah, I was out playing music yesterday. Had all the gear out. So let's move the Taisha Goto case back to over here. And that's a good place to put it now. What was I doing? Oh yeah, looking for my tea. Because I got done eating my breakfast. And I gathered up all my equipment, including my camera, and I thought, this is great, we'll go outside. I'll go down to Heron Haven and we'll have a fun time. So, I get everything in the car. I get to Heron Haven, only to find the parking lot full. And I'm like, oh my god, there's like 12 cars. I'm like, okay, forget this, so I kept driving. I found my tea, by the way. Here it is. And this is after, of course, this is after I watched all my football. And so I'm driving past Heron Haven because I have noticed that the parking lot is full. And right then, guess what comes on the radio? Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. The Doke Doc. Chris, give me a Doke Doc. Chris, hey Chris. 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 Hey Chris. Chris. Chris, check this out. Give me a Doke Doc. Oh, longtime listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will understand that reference. Everybody else are going to be left hanging. So, I'm thinking, oh, I know. As I listen to Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones, such a great song, hoot-hoo, makes me think of Anastasia, the Anastasia mystery, something I've enjoyed all my life. Ties it all together. I'm driving down 120th Street, intending to go somewhere in Tranquility Park. But no. No. There's some kind of big football event going on at Tranquility Park. Every parking lot is full. There's people everywhere. Blah, blah, blah. So I thought, okay, whatever. I'll just keep driving. In this direction, I'll keep listening to this cool song, and we'll go to the lake. The lake is good. We'll go out to the lake, and we'll do something out at the lake. And I'm going like towards the lake. This would be Standing Bear, Lake Standing Bear, named after, yes, Standing Bear. And so I'm driving, and I get to the lake, and as you've probably already surmised, there's tons of people at the lake. And, to make it worse, they built a playground on the top of the hill across the road from the Indian wind chimes. Or I should say, the Native American wind chimes. But that's what they insist on calling them. And, but anyway. So there's tons of people there. There's nothing to do. Can't do jack. And right then, that's when Sympathy for the Devil ended. And a Steve Miller song came on. Yeah, Keep on a Rockin' Me Baby. How great is Steve Miller? Steve Miller rules. So anyway. Good tea. I drove home listening to Steve Miller, thinking how cool Steve Miller is. And shortly before I arrived back in my house, a new song came on, and it was a terrible, 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 terrible bad music song. I'm not going to name the artist, but his name rhymes with Flob Beeger. Oh, why does this... Regardless, I get home. Here I am. With absolutely no subject matter, no topic for this show, because I was going to go outside and do some stuff. And we obviously can't do that now. Oh, and yeah, and to make it worse, as I was driving around, I was realizing, oh, it's not as cool as I thought. It's not 68 degrees. It's not 72 degrees. Yeah, I just looked out my window at the thermometer, and it's like 84. Can't be outside. And I knew that when I was driving around, because I had to turn the air conditioner on, and I started realizing, no, it's too hot. Our little toaster, we're not going anywhere outside. And so here we are, back at my house. And the only thing that I can think to discuss, and this is something that just occurred to me minutes ago, like as I was driving into my garage. Recently, I've been thinking about building a canjo. We've discussed canjos before, and there are different kinds. And I have built two previous to this of one particular style. The style that I refer to in my mind as the true canjo. But apparently there's other people who like a different kind of canjo. And this kind of canjo tends to be like one or two strings with a Mixolydian fretboard. Basically, you just take a dulcimer fretboard and you nail a can to it as the resonating body. And when I say a can, I mean like a beer can or a soup can or an oil can or something like that. And so generally speaking, you want to use a metal can. And so, yeah, for the last few days, I've been thinking metal cans. There are no more metal cans. You know, basically beer cans and soda cans are the only thing you got out there, and they're aluminum and they're flimsy and they suck. What would be ideal is like an old coffee can. And when I say an old coffee can, I mean like from the 70s or 80s when coffee cans were still metal. And they're now plastic tubs. There's no difference between a coffee container and a laundry detergent container anymore. They're the same plastic tub, right? Not into plastic tubs. At least not for this purpose. So I've been thinking, what else do I have? What else would be good? And I started thinking, oh, remember those wacky metal cans that hams used to come in? Yeah, remember tobacco cans? You know, like a Prince Albert can? How badly do I want a Prince Albert can right now? Oh my God. Do you have Prince Albert in a can? Homie, I got Prince Albert in a canjo right now. I do love Prince Albert. Anyway, metal cans. They're hard to exist, and now they're hard to find because they barely exist anymore. So I was thinking about calling up my friend. I have a friend who sort of deals and picks antiques, and he always is in weird places finding weird stuff. And I was going to tell him, you know, find me a metal can. Find me an old metal can, a coffee can, an oil can, tobacco can, ham can, you know, a whatever. Who cares? But I started thinking, is that a good idea? Because anybody who has these cans that are in good condition, they, oh, these are worth money now. I'm going to sell it for $20. And he's going to, then that means my guy's going to turn around and sell it to me for, I'm not paying $30 for a trash can, a can of nothing, of garbage, and blah, 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 and blah, blah. So I've been thinking, what do I got? I don't have anything. Well, I've got a couple things. I've got. Let's go take a look at it. I have one thing that is a metal can. It's out in my garage. And I was sort of thinking paint cans, you can kind of... I do know a place where you can buy blank, like, metal paint cans, but they're still flimsy and crappy. So anyway, I've got to run out to my garage real quick. Because I've thought of two things that I have that might work. And I'm looking around in my garage right now. What do I got? Plastic buckets. See, a piece of conduit. And that was the other thing I was thinking. A piece of, dryer vent or some kind of industrial round piece of air moving conduit, right? Here we go. This will not work. This would not work unless I cut it. And if I cut it, then people wouldn't get it. But right... Oh, God, it's heavy, too. Here in my hand, I have a very large shell. And when I mean shell, I mean a very large artillery shell. It is about 60 centimeters long. It takes a presumably 100 millimeter shell, and it's for the various guns such as the M36, M54, and M41 artillery pieces. Now, this thing is too long, although it would be beautiful. How cool would it be to have a musical instrument made out of a piece of war material? There's a cricket hiding back in here somewhere. I can hear you. Oh, don't make me kill you. And over here I got some spare little scraps of lumber. I don't think this is... I remember me and my dad were stacking this lumber and I said, don't put anything that's good enough for a fretboard in here. A lot of cobwebs in here too. So anyway, I got that thing that obviously can't be used. What we need is a can that is light. What do I got over here? Anything? Anything? How did this fall over? Why is this not stacked up where it should be? This is a suitcase. Why do I get the feeling I'm going to find clothing in here if I open this up? Let's open it up. This is a soft bag that I've used for a long time. Yes, there's clothes in it. But yeah, nothing, well, I really should probably go through this. Because there's some suspicious stuff in here. There is clothing in here that has logos on it. And of course, everybody knows that I do not wear clothing with logos. So when you hear me talking about logo clothing, you know I'm talking about something shady. All right, what else do we got in this corner? We got a big plastic jug, my old slingshot, a lot of old fireworks making supplies. What's in this box? Oh, this is not my stuff. This is stuff I'm storing for a friend. Let's close that box up so dust doesn't get in it. And I got nothing over there. I got nothing over here. No metal cans anywhere. Got some mason jars. And that's about it. Now, there's probably some stuff in these boxes, too. Oh, God. I was wondering where my old... Oh, boy. Yeah. Old cassette tapes. And those are some classics. So that's some stuff I recorded as a child. And when I say child, I don't mean it as a teen. I mean as a very young child. Sheet metal. See, that's too big. But that's what I'm talking about. Some kind of air duct. I could go to a hardware store, a big box store, and just get a chunk of some kind of air duct. All right, back into the house. Because the thing that I was really thinking of is downstairs. About 20 minutes ago, when I was pulling into my garage after the big driving around adventure while listening to the radio, I was thinking about the Kanjo problem. Yeah, hi, baby. Her cat just runs by. Down into the basement we go. And I thought, oh my God, what am I thinking? I do have some metal cans. I should use those because they would be awesome. Geez, there's a lot of cobwebs down here. Somebody needs to come down here and start cleaning or something. I don't know who that person would be. Ugh. Yeah, but look at this. Here's a perfect... This would be a perfect fretboard for some kind of three-string thing. Do I want to make a Kanjo with just one string? I don't know. I can't have that much fun with one string. I'm going to need at least two strings. Here's a 2x2 that would actually sort of work. I just got all kinds of stuff laying around, don't I? And what's in this box? Here's all my tuners and stuff. Do-do-do-do-do-do. We're in the zone of making stuff. We're in the hard crafts area. In my house, we have a hard crafts zone and a soft crafts zone. The hard crafts zone is the basement. And is this a cricket right here? Hey, you son of a whore! See, was that you last night? Oh, God damn it. Now I need to capture this cricket and throw his ass out of my house. He's not even scared of me. Jeez. That's just disrespectful. At least run and hide when you see. At least run away. Oh, now he's walking away. Look at this. Oh, that's some speed. Yeah. Half an inch a second. And he's crawling under my workbench. I'm not even going to bother with your ass, but if I hear you chirping tonight, I'm going to come down here with a... I don't know, a large stick. Anyway, here's the cans I was thinking of. If I make a Kanjo... Ooh, this one still has stuff in it. That's a nice musical instrument itself. It's a shaker. Okay, so here's one, two, three, four. I've got at least four. What cans am I looking at? I am looking at black powder cans. That's right. Cans of gun... Holy crap. Cans of gunpowder. And there's some in this one, too. There's some 4FG in here. I still have some 4FG. I had no idea I still had some 4FG. Okay, we need to put that down on this shelf. These are supposed to be empty cans up here. Okay, so here's a Go-X can, one of the original style cans, and I've got elephant black powder. Ooh, there's some in here too, just a little bit left. 2FG. So I got mostly 2FG cans. What I'd really like to have is one of the newer but metal Go-X cans. And I know I've got one. Oh, it's up in the kitchen. And here's my plastic bottle of 2FG. That's just wrong. That is just wrong. So I'm sitting here holding this 2FG elephant black powder can. It looks like a large sort of tobacco can. Since 1866. Keep out of reach of children. This is a 1 pound can. And I honestly don't think it's going to be big enough. Once I put a neck in there and the strings, it's not It doesn't have a wide enough opening. I've got to have to cut this off, and I got to put... Yeah. This would be cool, but I just don't think they're big enough. And even if... See, here's the deal. Even though they're small, I would still use one and not even care about the sound. The bigger the can, the better the sound we're going to get, obviously, but... I just don't think that's going to be an option. And what is in this? Suddenly I can't remember what's in this box. What is in this box? Oh, a bunch of old electronic crap. There's an actual modem in here. And what's behind there? Oh yeah, those two boxes are my wind controller cardboard. Oh, there's a spare hard drive for my super, super old hack top. All right, what else do we got down here? Anything else? Is this plastic or metal? Damn it, it's plastic. That's right, I forgot I had this toaster. That's the other thing I could use. Oh, and here's the irony. Here's a metal Folgers coffee can that I made into a light fixture many, many years ago as a child when I couldn't afford light fixtures. La-di-da. I got a lot of cool stuff down here. What am I doing with it all down here? Just storing it. Oh, and here's a metal can that I forgot all about. I have this stupid metal snowman can. It's skinny. It's not much bigger around than a beer can, but it's twice as tall. It has arms that says Walkers. Obviously, this had shortbread stored in it. I remember my friend Kevin gave me this can. Why am I saving it? I don't know. I don't celebrate Christmas. I hate snowmen in general. And I couldn't make a can Joe out of something like that because, well, I do not support Christmas. And I hate snowmen. Right, so I've got nothing in the way of a giant metal can out of which to make a canjo. Huh. Well, I could go to some thrift stores and start looking for, you know, cookie tins. I could just go back to the cookie tin route. I do have lots of those. Got plenty of things to do with that. But you know what I want to do? You know, I've been saving some old pots and pans, and I've got these old pans, like this one right here. This is what, like a 2 or 3 quart saucepan that has this nice sort of rim that I could set a soundboard into. Here's a tomato paste can, which is way too small for a canjo. Here's my cat standing by the back door. Hi, baby. Talk. That wasn't talking, that was a sneeze. He has a half sneeze. Oh yeah, Sneezy Baby, that's your name. What do you think?
Oh, I think I'll smell the microphone.
And then I have this big pot over here that I don't know, big like soup pot or pasta boiling pot. It's very large. That also could have a soundboard set on top of it. And that might make a very cool instrument, but that's again kind of big. This pan, however, this 2 quart saucepan, almost thinking maybe I could actually make something out of that. Yes, I could. But that's not the direction I want to go. Thinking about getting a Mixolydian neck. I don't know. See, once you start not fretting a canjo neck, you run into crossing over into the diddly bow instrument range. There's another instrument out there. It's called a diddly bow. And technically speaking, I think I have one right here. Here's an instrument you may not remember that I have. It's not really a diddly bow. It is actually a danbao, but it's half scale. And And it is not electric or anything. I should electrify this. Actually, what I should do is I should actually make a Danbao. A real live, full-size Danbao. Hey, why is this pencil under here? Cat. Should make a real live Danbao. Get a single coil pickup for it and actually play that a little bit. But here you go. This is what the Danbao sounds like, which is kind of almost a diddly bow. And that's the interesting thing about the Danbao. It effectively has a tremolo bar, a whammy bar. That's not actually how you play a Danbao. Danbao, the classic Vietnamese instrument, and all of the other ones. There's a Chinese version, I think there's a Japanese version, and there's various other ethnic versions. But they all work the same, and basically the way you play it is by plucking the strings at the harmonics. So this is not a fretted instrument, you just, you know, do the flageolets. You just use the harmonics in the harmonic series, and if you need any note in between, you use the little whammy bar thingy to get the in-between notes. Now, a diddly bow, all a diddly bow is a wire strung on a board, which you then play with a slide like this. Although it's a little easier to do it like this. And so, I don't know, I could make a diddly bow with a can on it, call it the diddly canja bow, and then I could put, you know, a whammy bar on it, call it the diddly danbao bow canja bow. Hybrid instruments, yeah, we could do that, but what am I actually going to do? I don't know. I got some tuners. I got some strings. I have some lumber that I could use as a neck, but not as a fretboard, because I'm not going to fret anything. Well, I might. I might someday lazily make a fretboard out of zip ties. Have you seen this? This is something else you can do. If you want a fretted instrument and you don't want to buy fret wire and a fret hammer, and you don't want to get fret dressing files and all these things that you need to fret anything, you can just use zip ties. Have you seen this? Very popular. Just make a neck, wrap zip ties around it where you want notes, boom, you're done. Takes about, you know, 20 minutes to do the entire damn neck, or less. And I'd love to explain this to you further. But first, I need to tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Let's Build Musical Instruments out of Gunpowder Cans and Zip Ties Committee. A show that makes little sense, but is still fun. And it airs every day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.